in Simin Tov Kuf Samaches. We're up to Siv Zayin, and we will be doing Zayin and Ches. Kishaira Yom Shemes Oviv O Imo. Bishas Kabbalah Tain Bishas Kabbalah Kshira Yom Oviv Ve'Adar Bashanam Uberes. This is the halacha of a yard site where the minig is to fast. What happens if the Ptira was in a year that was not a Shana Muberes? There was only one Adar. Vashana Muberes, and now it's an Ibra year, it's a Shana Muberes. Which Adar does one fast? In Yis'ana Badar Beis, the Mechaber says to be Mis'ana in Adar Beis. Hagah, the Ramah says, V'yashom V'yis'ana Barishon. Why Barishon? Since they're both called Adar, even though Adar Beis is the standard Adar, they're both called Adar. So they're both Adars. In which case, a mavir and ala mitzvahs. Imlo shemes bishnasa ibr ba adersheni. Unless the person was nifter in an ibr yar and adersheni, does nogel lisanos bishneni. V'chein amidig lisanos barish. Miu yesh machbirim lisanos bishneim. Some are knowing to fast in both of them. The Magen Avram says that the ikar adin is to fast in both of them. That's only if he was makabla himself to fast. The yard site without a Kabbalah, he can go by what he did the first year around. That means the first time that it came out to be an Ibur yard. If he only fasted in one of them, then that's all he would ever have to do. Now the right thing to do is to fast in both of them. And if he doesn't know, you're better off fasting in the first. As far as Kaddish goes, according to the Ikar Adin, which is that only one person says Kaddish at a time. So the halacha would be that he would not have a schus to kaddish on both days, only one of them. Now the halacha, halacha is that someone that doesn't know which day a yard site is, he chooses a day and keeps that as a yard site, but he's not doche anybody else with a kaddish because it's really a suffix. A yard site on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. The halacha is that in an Adar Poshut, he fasts on Aleph and not on Chavtes Shvat. And that is because it was Chavtes Adar. But you don't wait for Chavtes Adar, you go by Rish Chodesh. It was a Rish Chodesh within Adar. Now, someone has a yard site on Aleph of Rish Chodesh Kislev when Cheshvan is Mole. And then the next year, Cheshvan is Chaser. So he doesn't have a yard site. What does he do? So the Magen Avram says like this. He says, if the first year is a year that's chaser, I mean the first year after the first yard site, that is, then the halacha is that he should be koveya it for chavtes, for chavtes cheshvan. But if the first year is mole, then what he should do is be koveya it for Rish Chodesh all the time. And that's really the minik. Sifches. In Tzorach Lisanas El B'Yom Nisis Aviv Lo B'Yom Kfura, the time to fast for a yard site is on the day of the Ptira and not the day of the Kfura. Now, the truth of the matter is that there's a Machlokas Shach Taz in Yeridei and Hilkas Avelis, and Mr. Brewer refers to it here, what the halach is on the first year. And that is that the sheet of the Shach is that there's a fear. The halach is Avelis goes by the Kfura. Yard site goes by the Misa, by the Ptira. On the first year, we're afraid that if he commemorates the yard site exactly a year after the Ptira, if the Kfura was a few days later, we're afraid that he's not going to be keeping Avelis for those extra days. Therefore, we tell him that he's got to keep it from the Yom HaKfura. This is the Shita of the Shach, and Mishnah Berurah brings it down. As far as the minhag, as far as I understand, the minhag in Eretz Yisrael is actually to be machmer for the shach, to go with the shach, whereas in Chutz Laaretz the minhag is to go with, generally speaking, they go with the taz, and that is to consider the yard site on the day of the Ptira, even the first year. Whereas in Eretz Yisrael, if there was a gap of a few days, then what they do is the yard site, the first yard site will be observed on the Yom HaKfura. The subsequent yard sites will be kept on the Yom Ptira, just in order that there not be a zilzal.